This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A super typhoon slammed into the eastern Philippines with ferocious winds early Sunday, killing about a dozen, with about a million people having to be evacuated. The main international airport in Manila has been closed. Typhoon Goni hit at dawn with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and gusts of 174 miles per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency says it's blowing west toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago and left at least 22 people dead. The military and national police, along with the Coast Guard and firefighters, have been put on full alert. About a million people have been preemptively moved into shelters, mostly schools and government buildings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will be overwhelming hospitals in weeks without tough action. Johnson said in a televised news conference that the new measures will begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. Non-essential shops must close and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons. Unlike during the UK's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. The UK reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases Saturday. Portugal's government on Saturday announced new lockdown restrictions from November 4th for most of the country, telling people to stay at home except for work, school, or shopping, and ordered companies to switch to remote working. A day after daily coronavirus infections hit a record high, the Prime Minister, Antonio Costa, said the measures would cover 121 municipalities, including the key regions of Lisbon and Porto. The affected areas are home to about 70% of Portugal's population of roughly 10 million. This is VOA.